Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Welcome back in hour number three of Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Michelle Knezevic here with you on this Tuesday morning in Nashville, Tennessee. Looking ahead to the NFL draft, just a couple of days away now from the first round of the draft. And to help us talk more about that, we go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com. Jim, what's going on? How are we doing?
I'm doing great. Hope you guys are doing well.
We are. Appreciate you taking time to join us this morning. So, Jim, there's a bunch of different ways, obviously, that John Robinson and the Titans can go in the first round of the draft, including offensive guard, wide receiver. You could trade out if you wanted to. As you sit here today and identify positions of need, what position stands out the most to you as they head into the draft?
Well, I think when you go positions of need, and I don't know that necessarily means it has to be the first pick, but I think receiver is one. I think tight end is one. I think offensive line is one. I mean, you could go interior, and you could also draft, a tackle because you've got to project moving forward as well. And then because of the way this year's draft is and because of so much uncertainty and the value of the prospect, you know, it's not outside the realm of possibility that you could address something else first and then start attacking those needs at a different time. But when I look at the team and when I look at and think, okay, they still need this, I think I'd put in order receiver, O-line, tight end is where I'd go.
Yeah, and on O-line, Jim, like to your point, Lawan is not going to be here forever. You always have to think in terms of that, and possibly you could draft someone who could slide over if that person was going to compete at right tackle. But right tackle, I mean, I think this draft is probably going to say something about Dylan Raidens and how they feel about him. Where do you think he is, and where do you think they are on him as potentially this team starting right tackle in 2022?
Well, I mean, that's what he was drafted to do, and I think the hope is that he turns into that. I mean, if I had to say now, and again, this could show all this time next week, we could be talking and I could have a completely different opinion because they've drafted a guy that that would join probably a competition at a particular spot. But if I had to say now, I think Raidens is going to be in the competition at right tackle. And I think Jamarco Jones, who they signed formerly with the Seahawks, is going to be in competition at left guard along with Aaron Brewer. And I think Corey Levin still stays at center. He can play some guard as well. But I mean, I think Raidens is a right tackle, and I think that Jones is a guard. But if they draft a true guard this year, Kenyon Green is a popular pick for the Titans. Zion Johnson is a popular pick for the Titans. If they go in that direction, then I think you may have an answer there. And then if they by chance take a tackle, then that obviously could shuffle some things in the eyes of a lot of people.
Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. And Jim, I mean, obviously it would take a partner in order to do this, but Tom Pelissero came out earlier this morning, said there are teams that have, less than 15 players with first-round grades in this draft. If it comes down to it, how likely do you think it is that the Titans could trade back to try to acquire more picks this year?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. I think ideally I get asked a lot about the team moving up if they find somebody that they're in love with, and I think the more likely scenario is you try to move back to get more picks, because just what you said, Robbie, I mean, I don't know And again, everybody's draft board's different. You know, some teams may go a little bit deeper with those first picks, but if overall consensus is that it's not that deep of a draft for first rounders, I don't know that you're moving up to try to get a guy. And without a second round pick, I think you'd like to move back and get some extra picks to work with. But the question is whether you can do it. I mean, I think what needs to happen if you're the Titans is you know, the quarterbacks stay on the board longer than people expect, and then you've got teams that really want one or want to take a flyer on one late in the first round, then they're trying to – then that becomes a valuable spot for you late in the first round. But you know, if they don't and teams start grabbing some guys early, then, you know, I don't know how much flexibility you're going to be to have. And I think that could potentially present a scenario where you take best player available and then maybe start addressing some other needs later. But you don't want to go too late. But, again, because without a second-round pick, you know, you're in kind of a tricky spot.
Would you be shocked, Jim, if the Titans took a quarterback with their first pick?
I would be. Yeah, I think I would be. I mean – you know, because, I mean, for a couple of reasons. I mean, I do believe that they feel like Ryan Tannehill is their starter for this year. I mean, I don't know. It's a year-to-year league, and we all know what his contract looks like. And I think you want to go forward. I think the plan is to move forward with him. So that's why it was surprising there. I think, too, is, yeah, personally, and the guys making the decisions here are you know, a lot more football savvy than I am. I mean, that's what they get paid to do. I get paid to write about what they do. So, I mean, I look at the quarterbacks in this draft class, and I just am not sold that any of them are guaranteed future starters moving forward. So, and then three, I think because, and again, this is the third time I've mentioned they don't have a second-round pick, but if you're taking a guy in the first round who you're thinking you're going to groom to be a starter down the road, then the first two picks of the draft, you're not really getting anything out of in 2022 in a year when your window's open and you need guys who can help you now. So I mean, I think those are three reasons why I'd be surprised if they took a quarterback in the first round.
Jim, I know we've not seen him on the field since he got hurt, but is the vibe that you're getting around the building based on, you know, Robinson and Vrabel's comments last week about Caleb Farley, that he's making some pretty significant improvement this offseason?
Yeah, and they've been quick to kind of volunteer that. I asked him about Farley, you know, at the owners' meetings, and both of them raved about him then. I know it was a topic of conversation at the Combine. They talked about him then, and then Mike Vrabel kind of jumped into the conversation last week when John Robinson was asked about Farley, just to kind of inject himself there and say, hey, he's doing great, he's gotten bigger. So I think all the signs are there that he's going to be in the mix as a starter. And, you know, so if you've got Farley and Christian Fulton potentially projected as starters on the outside, you got Elijah Molden, Chris Jackson, other guys that are inside. I mean, you feel pretty good about your numbers there, but that's a position that you can never feel great about. And I expect them to pick a quarterback, a corner in the draft at some point.
Jim, how do you think things are going to play out with A.J. Brown?
I think it's eventually going to get done. I don't know that it has to happen before the draft. There's a lot of people are projecting, and I don't, or a lot of people are kind of speculating. And I don't think he's as upset as other people, you know, think he is. I mean, we all know A.J. Brown and what his personality is like and what a great guy he is. I think he genuinely wants to be here. But I think people that don't know him nationally and maybe fans from afar see some of his stuff on social media, and they think he's throwing a temper tantrum or think he's irate or he's disgruntled. I generally don't think that that's how he is. I mean, I think he just wants to be here, and I think he enjoys himself on social media sometimes. I know he's been working. He was at the facility before the offseason program started working. I know he's been in Florida with Ryan Tannehill throwing. It's funny the stuff people pick up and run with. I mean, yesterday it was a story that Jalen Hurts was throwing with A.J. Brown. Reality is Jalen Hurts and A.J. Brown have been friends since they were little kids, you know, they, you know, he used to wear, I remember he wore Jalen Hurts' Oklahoma jersey his rookie year after a game, and he had Jalen Hurts at his daughter's birthday party over the weekend. That's why they were thrown together. It wasn't because all of a sudden the Eagles are in the mix for AJ. I think it gets done eventually. I think AJ wants to be here, but as far as timeline, what the money looks like, you know, I don't know the answer to those questions.
Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com on with us here on Robbie and Rex Road. So, Jim, regardless of the AJ situation, you mentioned it, wide receiver is still something the Titans definitely could target in the draft. Are there some guys that you really like that stand out to you at wide receiver in the draft?
Yeah, I like Jalen Burks. I mean, he's a heck of a player. And I was at, my daughter is at the University of Alabama. Still, I was at the game this past fall, and I think he went, what, 7 or 8 for 190 with a couple of touchdowns. And I mean, and that's not the only time he went off there. I mean, I think he's a tremendous player. Jahan Dotson's a tremendous player. You know, you'll wonder, you know, if a Christian Watson's going to be there. I mean, all three of those guys I mentioned alike, but there's several of them that are really good players. And the question is, you know, who's going to be there? How deep is it? I mean, I think it's a pretty deep class at receiver, but again, if you move out of 26 and into the second round, then yeah, you could address a couple of positions, by getting extra picks, but you know, how far can you slide and still get a true impact player? But I kind of like, I mean, I think I'm a sucker for the skill position guys. I like taking a skill position guy early and then try to find, a lineman that you can develop. But if there's a can't-miss lineman, maybe you do it. But is there such thing as a can't-miss lineman? I remember Chance Womack, when he came out, he was a surefire Hall of Famer, a guy who guaranteed play 10, 12 years in the pros, and it just didn't pan out like that for him.
Jim, a lot of people have been – in particular, inside linebacker. Mocking inside linebacker, the Titans, the first round, which I scratch my head at that. But, you know, best available is always a thing, too. And like N'Kobe Dean, for example, a tremendous player. Do you think that position, where do you think they are? We know their starters are good. I mean, Long and Cunningham. Monty Rice is, I think, a big part of that, though. Like, how do the Titans feel about him as the third guy? And do you think that position and or edge could still be addressed somewhere in this draft?
I think edge, you know, I look at it and I don't know. I kind of think edge, again, that's one of those positions like corner where you can't get enough of them, even though they're in pretty good shape there with Dupree and Landry and certainly Ola and Rashad Weaver, who's another guy they've raved about here this offseason. That's a pretty good foursome, but you can never get enough of those guys either. You know, inside backer, I mean, I see that too. I'm doing this mock draft roundup. Somebody even moved up to take Dean, which I just can't see happening. I don't see the, I think the national guys that are picking the inside backers there, they see that the team lost Rashawn Evans and Jayon Brown. I think that's why they're doing it. But I'm like you and a lot of other people that they've got two good starters and Cunningham and Long and Rice is a developmental guy. I think they'll still address that position, but I'd be more shocked if they went there early than I would be at quarterback, just because I don't see it as a huge need.
Jim Wyatt from TennesseeTitans.com, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. Jim, great stuff as always. We're a couple of days away from finding out what they do in the first round. Appreciate you joining us this morning.
Okay, you'll have a good draft week. Thank you.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jim Wyatt, our guest here on Robbie and Rex Road. We'll take your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Attention men, have you been struggling with erectile dysfunction? Well, Hillside Medical Clinic has a breakthrough treatment for ED that does not require any pills, injections, or surgery. And right now, Andrew joins me from Hillside Medical Clinic to tell us all about it. Andrew, what's going on?
Hello there. That's right, guys. If you're struggling with ED or erectile dysfunction, you're probably sick of that pill. I don't blame you. Nobody wants to deal with that. I believe those days are over. Hillside Medical Clinic is using a breakthrough technology, the most advanced form of wave therapy. Pressure waves can now clinically open up and repair blood vessels. That's the leading cause of ED, damaged blood vessels. So we repair it, we get the blood flowing, and we've helped a lot of couples get that normal spontaneity restored in the bedroom.
So, Andrew, what kinds of studies have been done on this wave therapy technology?
This is really extensive. If you go to hillsidemedicalclinic.com, I believe it's irrefutable. We're approaching 60 clinical studies. Some of the biggest colleges, universities, and hospitals in the world have vetted our technology. It's been called safe and effective. It was called the new standard of care for ED. And my favorite part, it leads to a clinical increase in blood flow.
And Andrew, you have a special offer if our listeners call in right now.
That's right. If you're ready to end the erectile dysfunction, guys, and regain your love life, grab your phone, call us right now. The exam, the assessment, the blood flow ultrasound, we'll do it free. The gift that produces results in minutes. Seriously, you'll love it. It's worth hundreds of dollars, totally free to callers right now.
That's right, guys. You can put a stop to your erectile dysfunction by treating the root cause of the problem. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now to qualify for that offer at 615-576-5000. That's 615-576-5000. Put a stop to your ED and regain your love life. Call Hillside Medical Clinic right now at 615-576-5000. Preds fans, join us for Smashville Live tomorrow on 102.5 The Game. Smashville Live airs on Wednesdays during the Preds season from 6 to 7 p.m., featuring Preds players, former players, and other special guests. You can watch the show via 102.5 The Game's Twitch, Facebook page, YouTube, and Twitter. So be sure to join us for Smashville Live, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka, Spring Hill Heating and Cooling, and Red Spirits and Wine in Bellevue. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. I got some tickets to give away to see the Eagles coming up at Bridgestone Arena on Thursday night. Be caller number 5, 615-737-1025, 615-737-1025. Caller number 5 will win a pair of tickets to see the Eagles coming up at Bridgestone Arena this Thursday night, 615-737-1025. Thanks to Jim Wyatt for joining us in the last segment. I thought his comments on A.J. Brown were pretty interesting there, Joe, in terms of the you know, he's been throwing with Tannehill at Florida, and Jim believes a deal would get done, doesn't think it necessarily has to get done this week like others have thrown out there before the draft. What did you think of kind of Jim's thoughts on A.J. Brown there? And, yes, of course, I don't think we brought this up yesterday. Lots made of A.J. Brown throwing with Jalen Hurts because quarterbacks never throw with other wide receivers throughout the league.
Shows you how closely I'm following the situation. I didn't even know about the A.J. Brown thing with Jalen Hurts. How many hours did Stillman spend on that?
I don't know.
I think it's an interesting point, especially that Jim said, you know, A.J. has been down there with Tannehill. You know, they have a good relationship. I think he's right that the social media, I guess, persona of A.J. Brown doesn't match up with the person necessarily. I think that's true a lot of people. I would also say that, you know, some of those tweets, even if they're completely not about the organization or whatever, it's easy to see how they'd be misconstrued. And, you know, the thing with Debo Samuel, even if he had no intent for that to be a thing, I mean, it did turn into an airing of laundry. I think there's some indication that A.J. Brown wants to get paid a lot. But, again, A.J. Brown should want to get paid a lot. And I still also believe that urgency right now would be a good way to go in this busy week. But as time goes on, do I expect – like right now, what's the percentage chance that the Titans announce a new deal for A.J. Brown before the draft? I think it's probably pretty low.
Very low, I think.
Yeah. So just think it's worth kind of seeing where you are. Is it going to totally dictate draft strategy if they can't get it done? No, I mean, I tend to agree with Jim that it's going to get done. There will probably be some, you know, some pain in the process, you know, some holding out and things like that to get there. But I think he's right that he wants to be here. But that's my big question is just like with Debo Samuel. Totally different situation, but Debo Samuel has gone out of his way to make it clear he wants out, and he potentially has a team in mind. You know, does A.J. Brown look at this offense as limiting? Because I think it's fair for a receiver in today's NFL to think that if you were here and to look at what some other places do and like that idea. But I feel like A.J. Brown really likes it here, likes the people, has been great in the locker room and all that stuff, and that all bodes well for it eventually getting done.
Nate on the text line says, yesterday on Darren Donica Chase, TD said there aren't many suitors wanting to jump up in the first round, so I think it's going to be very, very difficult for the Titans to trade back out of 26. How should we judge players taken in the first round, since it doesn't sound like there are many true first-rounders in this draft? This is coming from Nate on the text line.
Yeah, well, I agree. I think trading back sounds great, but who's desperate to get to 26? You know, I could see someone trading up at some point to get a QB, but maybe a little bit higher than that.
Well, and it depends on when that run starts too, right? Because I do think there's something to, if you got a team that wants to take a flyer on the quarterback, it makes more sense to do it at the end of the first round than it does in the second round because of the fifth-year option that comes along with it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I mean, I think it's possible, but you can't count on that. So, I mean, at this point, I think it's a pretty low percentage that they're going to be able to do that. So, as far as judge players taking the first round, well, I don't know about there aren't many true first rounders in this draft, Nate. I think there are plenty of players who are first round quality. It's just at some positions, certainly like the quarterback group. Normally, it's like the top 3, 4, 5 are top 10, 15 picks, and that's not the case. But again, I think those two guards, I think those are first round quality players. And comparing them to past classes and all that stuff, like they're legit first rounders. Some of those tackles, a lot of receivers. So
you got to be careful this week too on that stuff. Like Pelissero came out earlier today and was like, apparently there are some teams that have less than 15 players as first round grades this year. Like I feel like that happens every year, and that's teams that are wanting to move around in the draft a little bit.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff that's going to come out this week, and a lot of it is general managers and front office members trying to play an angle.
Right. What's the intent behind this information, you know? Look, all those receivers and both guards and the tackles, like they could all be gone by 26 too. And that's the worst-case scenario for the Titans. They can't move out of 26. The guys that they would normally take are gone, and then they have to reach a little bit there to draft a player. That would be worst case.
Or you just taking N'Kobe Dean, I guess.
It's like, okay, well, N'Kobe Dean it is. All you linebacker mockers are all right. I think I might get a little bit sick if that happens.
Matt from Camden on the text line says, even if inside linebacker is the best available when the Titans pick, I still don't think they should take it. You can't waste your first-round pick on a position that you have depth at, especially since they don't have a second-round pick. You have to address the O-line in the first round, in my opinion. I agree, but like you said, Joe, what if those two guards are gone?
Yeah, and the two guards and the tackles you like are gone. You reach for an offensive lineman there. I mean, to me, I would rather see them reach for someone I've mocked to them, Christian Watson, for example. And I'm with Wyatt. I mean, well, I didn't put receiver first. He put receiver first on the list of needs. I think it's definitely up there. I think we both have it second. Did you have it first? We both had it second.
I had it second. I had them picking a receiver first.
But picking a receiver first, yeah. I mean, I think there are some receivers who project as early second rounders who could be better reaches if you're in that situation than reaching for an offensive lineman who's clearly second tier. Because I think Christian Watson, you know, maybe Jahan Dotson. I mean, Jahan Dotson probably is a first rounder anyway, but some of those guys, I think that's a deep position. That's a good position relative even to other drafts. Maybe not last year's draft, which was a loaded receiver position, but it's a good position this year. So a Christian Watson, I mean, is Sky Moore, would that be a little bit too much of a reach at 26? Maybe. But like a George Pickens, honestly, I don't hate that idea. If you're in a spot there, I think he could end up being a steal in this draft.
We'll continue to take your thoughts on the Titans. 615-737-1025. 615-737-1025. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 1025, The Game. Join 102.5 The Game this Thursday and Friday for the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade. You can come enjoy drink specials, watch the Preds take on the Colorado Avalanche on Thursday and the Arizona Coyotes on Friday. It's the Preds Bud Light Watch Party at Headquarters Beercade, located at 114 2nd Avenue South downtown. The puck drops at 8 o'clock on Thursday and at 9:30 on Friday night. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game, streaming live on Twitch, Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook. Our video streaming brought to you by the Law Offices of Amanda Gentry. We are live from the Hillside Medical Game Studio on this Tuesday morning. Taking your thoughts on the Titans on our text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports coming up at 9 o'clock. Chris Mason at 9:30. Joe Eric in Mount Pleasant on the text line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, says, whatever came of the legal issues with Rashad Weaver? This is coming from Eric from Mount Pleasant on the text line.
Yeah, it's a good question, and right off the top of my head, I don't have the next date available, but I know that things got delayed for sure. Let me see if I can find that out for you. Good question.
Yeah, but that's certainly part of this. But, yes, they did get delayed, and that's obviously an off-the-field issue with him. You got the off-the-field issue with Bud Dupree as well at the Walgreens that you got to keep in mind as well. But I don't think – I mean, Bud Dupree is going to be available to play for the Titans, so don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, well, I think both will be based on – I mean, I think there's probably some level of punishment for Rashad Weaver in his situation, but I think availability won't be – an issue for either, I would guess.
Let's go back to the text line. Bert from Paris texting in says, we may be waiting to see if any good receivers fall to us in the draft. If necessary, it would be better to trade him for a first-round pick next year. Talking about A.J. Brown. This is coming from Bert from Paris on the text line. So I guess if necessary, but also this is the final year of his contract. You could franchise tag him at that point. But
right. I mean, that's, you know, that's kind of like your – you know, if that's the case, you know, that's, I mean, AJ probably be upset and wouldn't blame him at all for being upset if they can't get something figured out. He's playing on this deal and they decide to tag him. I mean, that's, you know, that's where player management relationships tend to disintegrate, but it's possible.
Sorry,
it's not what anybody wants.
I'm distracted. Ryan Tannehill's come out with a tweet.
Oh, boy. What have we got?
It's just a Q&A with him and his wife for like 8 minutes. And Kendra Scott is the, I guess, the brand that he's repping here.
It's a jewelry brand.
Yeah, there you go.
So, wait. So, this is, okay, so this is another paid advertisement.
I guess. It's a 9-minute long video with him and his wife just answering questions.
He's got to be having fun with this now.
Yeah, Daniel, he's getting out there on social media.
So he's answering questions about jewelry or they're talking about football?
I can't hear the questions. I don't know. I know AJ Brown's picture just flashed up in it, so I'm sure some of them are football.
Can we just play the whole thing for this segment instead of us talking? We got like 9 minutes for the commercial. It's perfect.
That's true. It's a good workout.
There's a bunch of swearing in it we didn't realize.
Oops.
And another thing for all the Nashville media.
You know. That Joe Rexrode.
Yeah.
I'm sure you're the first one he'd go after.
Boo-hoo.
I'm listening to it right now, guys.
All right, let us know. Yeah, if there's anything nice we can pull from it, that'd be great. Interesting. All of a sudden, Ryan Tannehill showing up all over the place.
He's Twitter, Instagram, wherever you need him, Ryan Tannehill will be there.
Oh, man.
Oh, it's awesome. Do you think he's trolling a little bit? I mean, it's another paid advertisement, I guess.
I would say so. I would say he's trolling a little bit.
They're quizzing each other on who knows their spouse better.
Okay, there you go.
Wait, I thought you said it was three people.
No.
Oh,
it's like those two going back and forth.
Oh,
Ryan and Lauren Tannehill.
Oh, Kendra Scott is a brand.
The brand.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. They're quizzing each other like, who you know me better, I know
you. I was just mortified that he didn't know that.
Dude,
Kendra Scott is a theme, well, I don't know if she has male jewelry, but girl jewelry. And I'm assuming it's sponsoring this, and they're doing 20 questions, and it's like, where do we first meet? And they have to, like, ask each other questions.
There you go. Tannehill's busy.
Okay. Afternoon show, activate. Tannehill Tattletales, activate. form of a hammer.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Oh, it's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
I forget what we were talking about now.
It's a little cringe.
Forget the draft. Nobody cares anymore. Tannehill's coming out with social media videos.
All this jewelry and Celsius. I mean, what an off season of fun.
What do you think of Jim Wyatt saying that he would be pretty, I think he said shocked, if the Titans selected a quarterback in the first round?
Yeah. It's funny because a couple weeks ago, I don't even know why. Like, why do these things happen? Is it some sort of subliminal thing based on mock drafts? I don't know. But a couple weeks ago, I was kind of warming to the idea, and now I've kind of cooled off again. It just, like he said, and he laid out the reasons, it doesn't make sense. But from the start, I said it makes sense if you think that there's someone who's going to be your great quarterback for years to come. That's it. The idea of, get that quarterback. You can get someone. You can get one of these guys low. You know, well, how come? You know? why is that the case? And maybe that should be a little bit of a red flag. So I would be shocked too, or very surprised. It's also interesting that he said he'd be more shocked with an inside linebacker pick than a quarterback pick. Yeah. So all you mock drafters out there, take note. It just doesn't make sense. Well, Jimmy, and you keep doing it.
Jimmy texted me yesterday about my mock draft for the Titans. I guess he's putting one together for all of us. I did not go inside linebacker. I'm glad I didn't. So he just hammered that pick. Just hammering the inside linebackers.
Wait, Jim's hammering it?
Yeah.
Oh, he's ripping it. You're saying. Yeah. So I'm interested to see his roundup. How many people? Like, I have not seen anyone.
Inside linebackers everywhere.
I've not seen anyone who actually covers the Titans who has even entertained that. Now, I could be wrong. Some people are able to know what everybody says all the time so they can make sweeping judgments and compare themselves favorably to other shows and journalists. But based on what I've seen, I haven't seen anybody who says that.
Sonny on the text line says, are these sponsors taking advantage of Tannehill being in the news and posting these ads, knowing that we're all going to dive into them? This is coming from Sonny on the text line.
I don't know, Sonny. Did you order some Kendra Scott? Is it working?
Anybody has the Celsius? Picked up a lot of Celsius energy drinks around here in the Nashville area?
I've been meaning to try it. I know some other people who swear by it. I think of energy drinks. I think of Red Bull, which is like drinking regurgitated dog puke. But maybe Celsius is better. Hopefully Tannehill's not trying to sell regurgitated dog puke to people.
I got a texter that says, celebrity boxing match between GB Joe and Jared. Set it up, people. I love how he called you GB Joe.
So you must be a Vanderbilt fan who thinks I favor Tennessee. Yeah, we've talked about this celebrity boxing match stuff. I mean, don't want to hurt the kid.
I can tell you, Joe's a good athlete. He's hooping the other day.
Yeah, he was bodying people.
Yeah. Well, that's all I got, man. It's not fair when someone young like Elijah also has old man game, you know? Yeah. And he can actually knows how to use his weight. That's one thing that's been great about gaining weight as I get older is I actually can lean on people in the post a little bit more. Hey, real quick on the text line too, by the way, Ryan from Chicago, did you see what your boyfriend put on the text line? You didn't?
No, I saw it.
Okay.
It'll just call me out.
I'm going to read it. Was very afraid Sean's text was going to have something sick about Rex Rhodes' feet in dog pee. Shout out to Ryan from Chicago.
What a great Rex rant that was.
Andrew says, shut your dirty mouth. Red Bull tastes phenomenal. Oh, it's so bad, right? You guys like Red Bull?
I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't ever go around like actively drinking it either.
I think it's fine, but I'm afraid my heart's going to stop, so don't drink it.
Yeah, right, there's that too. Celsius is amazing, according to unnamed texter. Peach Vibe is where it's
amazing.
At. Yeah, Peach Vibe, yeah.
Guys, I swear on it.
Well, this is where Tannehill.
Ryan Tannehill.
Raking it in there, man.
Okay, it was Ryan. He didn't need to hook you in the sea with the fishing pole. He already had you. Okay.
Yeah.
I think Tannehill's just out here making money, and who's going to blame Tannehill for making some money?
I can think of a few people. We'll continue to take your thoughts on our text line. Driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Coming up next, it is time for Preds Pick to Click, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. Be the first caller at 615-737-1025 for your chance to guess a goal scorer for the Predators tonight. If you get it right, you win a pair of tickets to a future Preds home game. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And it is that time of the day, time for Preds Pick to Click here on Robbie and Rex Road, brought to you by New Amsterdam Vodka. The Predators in action tonight, a big one tonight against the Calgary Flames. Puck drop at 7 o'clock, pregame at 6 o'clock here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. A regulation win, and the Predators punch their ticket to the 2022 Stanley Cup playoffs. The standings in Preds Pick to Click, they are tight, and they are as such. The listeners and Joe Rex Road tied atop the standings at 18 correct answers apiece.
Oh, boy.
Robbie Stanley with 16, Michelle with 12. So we got three Preds Pick to Clicks this week with weekday games. Big one for the competition this week. No question about it. With that in mind, let's go to our 102.5 The Game phone line, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, and welcome in Price from Nashville, who's today's participant. Price, thanks for calling in to Robbie and Rex Road.
Hey, how are you guys?
We're great. Appreciate you joining us. So who is your pick to click tonight, Price, for the Predators as they take on the Calgary Flames?
I'm going with Matt Duchene.
Matt Duchene, the selection. Price, we appreciate you calling in.
Mm-hmm.
So thanks. Matt Duchene, the selection by Price from Nashville.
Let's get a little bit more creative, listeners. Come on. There's a long list of guys who haven't scored in a long time that are just due.
They're due.
But you had to go with the obvious. God.
Michelle Knezevic up next in the competition. Duchene off the board. Michelle, your pick to click tonight for the Nashville Predators.
Philip Forsberg.
Wow, she was quick on that one. Last week she went with, who'd you go
with? I went with Mikael Granlund, and right. That was annoying.
I'm glad you took Forsberg because Robbie's actually close to me, so thank you.
Hey, there's three games this week. If I get three, then I'm at, 15? Oh, are you at 18?
Yeah.
I think you should risk points.
I'm rooting for you.
Thank you. I think you should risk points.
Robbie.
I'm rooting for you.
If you don't get it tonight, you lose 2 points. I think you should risk them right now.
You can bet them?
Up the ante. Wow. Bet your points.
Well, I mean, if I can get two for my pick, then, I mean, I'd consider it.
There you go.
That'd be a rule change. Yeah, I can just lose. Yeah.
You can only lose them.
And I get to go last again.
Yay.
You do. What, that three times in a row?
Yeah. I'm going to go with Michelle's old faithful for tonight. I mean, 92. I mean, Ryan Johansson on the board. I think he scores a power play goal. Duchene, Forsberg, Johansson off the board. Joe Rexroad, your pick to click for the Nashville Predators.
Well, I guess if I'm going by who's producing this year for the Preds, I would go with Josi, or lately, too. But I think that you've brought up a very good point this week, and I know you and Gover talked about it on Preds Insiders, too. The herd line and the drought for all of them. I think it ends for Tanner Jeannot tonight. I think Tanner Jeannot gets on the board and keeps me at least even in this race with the listeners.
So Tanner Jeannot, the goal scorer tonight for the Nashville Predators.
And maybe 25. Maybe he does it on Ryan Johansson's line.
Maybe so.
Probably not. But wouldn't that be fun?
That would be fun.
Got somebody on the not the text line, on Twitter saying, bring up Glass and Olivier. This is Matthew Eden. Bring up Glass and Olivier. So listen to these lines. This is actually kind of fun. It won't happen, but it's fun. So Jeannot and Trennan with Johansson.
Okay.
You got your Forsberg, Duchene, Granlund line. McCarron, Sissons, and Olivier, a herd line 2.0.
Okay.
And then who the heck? I guess you're. And then you got a line of like Glass, Tolvanen, and Tomasino, which will never happen. But hey,
well, it's happened.
His point was, that's right. It did happen, didn't
it?
Well, it'll never happen again. It just did happen. Never happen again. Olivier, hadn't thought about him in a while. More physicality. But his point is, lost physical side of the game. Now you got McCarron back in there, bringing Olivier. Go load up.
Look, I think they're all set on the physical part of this. They need somebody to put the puck in the back of the net. That's not a problem for the Predators. I get it. They've been a high-scoring team. I think they're right now 12th in the league in goals per game, which is fine. But right now, it's Matt Duchene, Ryan Johansson, Philip Forsberg, and Roman Josi scoring the goals, and that's about it. Like, they need some guys to put the puck in the back of the net. That's objective number one right now.
But a guy like Janot maybe could benefit from a move. Just saying.
I agree. I don't think it would be wise to move both of them up there. Like, if you're moving Janot up there, I'm not moving Trenton with him. Like, I think move one up there.
Yeah.
Don't move both up there. That's just the way I view it.
I think that's more reasonable and more, you know, feasible, possible, or actually happening. But, I mean, I guess until John Hines actually does anything with that line, it's hard to imagine he will. He hasn't done it all year.
I mean, he's done it periodically, but never for any length of time. Like, it's always been a game here, a shift there, a period there, but it's never really lasted all that long. Which I understand why when they're on top of their game. They're not really on top of their game right now. So,
yeah, but to April's point earlier, how much tinkering is too much tinkering with the playoffs starting in a week?
I don't know. Well, right now, like, I understand not wanting to tinker too much, but right now what you're putting out there is not working. So sometimes you have to tinker, you know? Like, you can't just
bring half of Milwaukee up.
Try to, and that's always the most popular thing. By the way, we got a lot of popular texts about Rocco Grimaldi the last couple of days.
The people want their
Rocco.
They
want Rocco.
They love their Rocco.
Rocco's not currently playing hockey. He is hurt at the moment, so
it's also not gonna be an option. Like, he's just, I think it's kind of obvious that he just doesn't quite, even if he were playing hockey right now, you know, doesn't quite fit what John Hines is looking for.
Yeah.
But I get it. Look, I mean, he's had his moments where, hey, he was their best forward in the 2019 postseason. So
he was.
Which is quite a comment on a lot of things.
Yeah. I still believe Rocco's an NHL player. He went down to his credit, and he lit it up in Milwaukee this year when he was healthy. So I think he's an NHL player. I don't think he's an NHL player for this team. Like, I think that ship has probably sailed at this point.
Yeah. But you're searching for answers, though. People are searching for answers, and I get it. Come up with some other names. Olivier I liked him last year.
Yeah. Well, it's amazing to how close they were to maybe not really discovering Tanner Janot. I mean, Olivier, that was the herd line, and then he got hurt. That's how Janot got up there to begin with.
Yep.
And then it's led to this.
Yeah. I mean, I've got to think that they would have figured it out.
You would think.
You would think, based on what he does to people on the ice and the fact that he has the skill that he's developed. But yeah, it's wild to think about how that all came about last year. Quite a few opportunities, you know, that materialized because of injury.
Joe, we brought this up earlier, and I think it's important to bring it back up. Derrick Henry joining the Nashville SC ownership group as a minority owner. Reese Witherspoon and her husband a part of that as well. Nashville SC coming out with that earlier this morning. What are your thoughts on Derrick Henry teaming up with Nashville SC? He's come out with an Instagram video about it since then and has talked about how it's been his dream basically since childhood to be part of an ownership group, and now he's done so in the MLS. I believe the fourth NFL player to do so in the MLS. What's kind of your thoughts on Derrick Henry joining Nashville SC as part of the ownership group?
I think it's really cool. I love in pro cities when pro franchises have, you know, interplay, support each other. But even, I mean, this is obviously a much bigger step than that. So I think it's a cool thing for him, for them. Reese Witherspoon too. I don't know. I'll raise my hand. Big Reese Witherspoon fan going way back.
Who's not?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's a Reese Witherspoon fan, right?
I've never heard anyone say, I really don't like Reese Witherspoon.
So here's another one to add.
We'll get some on the text line.
Here's another one to add to the list. I think it is pre-2000 also. The movie Election. Anyone?
I've not seen that one.
Dude. Absolutely. See, there's another one that should have been on my list, along with Rushmore.
Your list is going to end up being 400 movies long.
I know. But Reese Witherspoon in Election. Absolutely, brilliant, brilliant movie. And a lot of other good things done, too. But anyway, yeah, I think it's a good thing for Nashville SC and just part of a huge week. I mean, talk about all the – now we know what the entertainment will be. That's going to be packed. Got Fitzy playing the violin for the anthem.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm assuming he's playing the violin. Maybe he's singing. I don't know.
He tweeted something out yesterday with the – kind of a violin emoji attached to it. So.
Yeah, I mean, that's what you would assume.
Yeah, and he could be singing along with it. I don't know. Fitzy can do whatever he wants.
Yeah, that'd be interesting.
Friend of the show.
Yes. But then you add this in as well, and you know, it's pretty awesome. Also said in this press release, the construction of the stadium wrapping up after employing more than 6,000 people over the course of construction, 49% of which were women or people of color.
Yeah.
It's a priority for that for John Ingram and that group, and it's a lot of positive things happening to go with the $27 hot dog prices. You know, we have to make sure to balance it out with that.
Prices just keep going up
and just exaggerate. Yeah. $59 beer, my God. Yeah,
my gracious.
Hey, Derek, can you take those? Now we can complain to Derek.
Hey, Derek, what are you doing with those concession prizes over there, man?
Post-game of a Titans game, Derek rushed for 240 yards. We can ask him about why the soft pretzel at Nashville SC is 17 bucks.
Judah and the Lion going to be a part of things on Sunday as well. And Tommy Shaw of Sticks going to be
there. Yeah. You know, he's doing the riff?
I think so.
Judah and the Lion. Incredible.
I don't know if he's doing the riff or if he's playing.
Yeah. I've heard good. I'm not too familiar.
Judah's good.
Judah went to Belmont and
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of people seem to like them.
I saw Tommy Shaw and Sticks play after a Milwaukee Admirals game one time. It was electric, man.
Yes.
It was amazing.
The behind the music of Sticks, when Tommy Shaw talks about how like Dennis DeYoung wanted to do like Mr. Roboto and this whole thing. Ah, it's pure gold. And they're trying to play like this rock opera at like a county fair, and everybody's boom, Tommy Shaw plays some guitar. It's so awesome.
Coming up next, we'll be joined by Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports. We'll get his thoughts on all things NFL. You're listening to Robbie and Rex Road. You're on ESPN 102.5 The Game.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win. Let's Chumba.
Yeah.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Memorial Day Sale and get 30% off paints and stains May 15th through the 28th. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.